Welcome back, friends. So we had this set up where at the beginning of Lent, right coming into the Lenten season, people's minds are kind of turning towards that. Father Jacques Philippe, in Holy Mother Church with readings on the Beatitudes, give us a real, a possibility to really consider. So the first door, blessed are the poor in spirit, discovering the true source of happiness. Today we begin with the first door. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." We often hear those words, but they can sound frightening. No one wants to feel poor, weak, or inadequate. Yet Jacques Philippe insists that the poverty Jesus speaks of is not misery. It is the path into freedom and joy. To be poor in spirit means, so I'm defining the term, not relying on ourselves, our plans, or our goodness, but receiving everything from God as a gift. Philippe says that this poverty is happiness because it makes us totally dependent upon God and more completely attached to Him. The goal of life is not to glorify ourselves or to be satisfied with ourselves, but to glorify the infinite mercy of God. That is a very different view of life than the one our culture gives us. He draws deeply from Saint Therese of Lisieux. Therese said, "The key is to rejoice in our littleness and accept our limitations without fear. When God sees us accepting our smallness, His mercy rushes toward us. God is not asking us to be impressive. He's asking us to be His children." Philippe comments that the real mistake is to pretend that we have created our own treasure as if we made ourselves spiritually rich by our efforts. True wealth is to receive everything as gift from the Father. Here, the Catechism is very clear. It says that the Beatitudes reveal the face of Christ and describe the love of God in action in our lives, and that they respond to the natural desire for happiness that God has placed in every human heart, paragraph 1717. They are not an added burden. They are how the human heart finally breathes. This beatitude, therefore, answers one of the deepest sufferings of our time. Many people feel exhausted from trying to be enough. Poverty of spirit tells us that we do not have to save ourselves. We are not the source, God is. Once we stop constantly looking in the mirror to check whether we are successful or worthy, as Philippe puts it, we make space for God to pour real joy into our lives. So, to be poor in spirit is not to despise ourselves. It is to anchor our confidence not in what we do, but in who God is. The poorer we are in ourselves, the richer we become in the gifts of God. That is why Jesus begins here. This is the first door, and every other beatitude grows from it. Let us ask for the grace to stop constructing a self-made identity. Let us allow God to be God and ourselves to be His children. The kingdom of heaven is not earned. It is received with open hands. An action item I propose for this week: choose one area of life where you feel pressure to prove yourself. In prayer, simply say, "Jesus, I give you my littleness here. I cannot do this without you. Teach me poverty of spirit." Then sit quietly and receive without explaining or performing. And in our next episode, if poverty of spirit is the first door, what happens once we step across its threshold?
Yeah, I was thinking about what you were saying, and when you think about that poverty of spirit, knowing there's a first of all, there's a an honesty that comes from that, right? There's an honesty in poverty. You absolutely know that you need, And that, you know, for those who are materially wealthy, that's one of those issues, is that you can't know what you need because you need nothing materially, right? But poverty takes away that illusion, right? But and then the same could be said about this, the poverty of the spirit, right? The poverty of the spirit means that you are knowledgeable, you're bereft of everything, and you know what you lack. But interestingly enough, the one who is poor in spirit, the one who knows what he needs, God wants to give that soul everything. So if you are poor in spirit, the entirety of God's kingdom is at your disposal. And I think that that's true, right? I mean, everything, when you're hungry, everything looks good. When you're naked, any clothes is sufficient, right? You really have an ability to engage with everything around you in a state of sincere gratitude at what's at your disposal, because you know that without it, you would be totally without anything. And I think too that there are some roots there, in that word, the poverty, the poorness, that is deeply connected to humility, right? It's deeply connected to humility that someone who is truly poor in spirit, you know, we even use that term when we talk about the poor, we'll say that they're humble of means, right? So there is an element of humility there that is so essential before the divinity that you were talking about, right? That we have to know that God loves us, that we are his children, that he longs to do, like any good father, he longs to be the one who gives us the good things. And when we assent to that, when we are humble before him, when we are poor in spirit, and we recognize that destitution that we all live in without God, then want opens up into a beautiful, like really sumptuous smorgasbord of what God is willing to provide for us. And we can appreciate everything, even the smallest thing will become appreciated.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Jesus does not lead us into gloom. He leads us into a love that heals sorrow himself. And so in the next episode, we're going to walk through that second door. Blessed are those who mourn. Till then, my friends, fides adventio.